So this ends pretty much the description of distributions in terms of shape and our discussion of central tendency and variance and variability as descriptive statistics. What I tried to do at the end here was to illustrate how we might use this measure of variability to understand positions of scores. And the next topic really will formalize that, and from there we'll move into using variability in a more inferential context.